basically 10 years ago, myself and a couple of friends decided that we were going to go to Mozambique. We all got into one of our friends' parents' combi with all of our luggage for 2 weeks, and we road tripped up through South Africa into Mozambique. It was an incredibly memorable experience. I did some things I never thought I would do, like whale shark diving and, you know, going into another country and almost starving to death on the road. And no, it wasn't that bad. But there were some really big and exciting moments. But you can imagine when you put eight people, eight very different personalities, in a very small space, like a combi, fully loaded combi that was driving very, very slowly for 2 weeks. You can imagine that there must have been some tension there. And there was. There were moments when things got hectic. Now, obviously, I have my own very unique perspective on that whole trip. And I'm very biased as to what I think happened and what I think, who was right and who was wrong. So I thought, instead of just me telling you what happened, it would make more sense to talk to the person who actually arranged the whole trip and who was kind of like the driving force for the whole trip. It was her idea. It's my friend Jessica van Rensburg. And it was really her passion that made sure that this trip could happen. But she was also the one that experienced a lot of the tension and the throwback from other people on the trip. So she had a very unique perspective on those 2 weeks. And I started off asking her about why she wanted to go to Mozambique and drive there in the first place. So on the line, I have a old friend of mine. She's not old. We go way back. That's what I'm trying to say. Jessica van Rensburg. It's been 10 years since you and I and a bunch of other friends went on this crazy adventure. Now, that makes me feel old just thinking about that. But you were kind of instrumental in planning it and thinking about it and even coming up with the idea that we should go on this crazy road trip. Why did you want to drive to Mozambique with these people?
Well, we decided to drive out of necessity because at that stage, I think the majority of us were sort of poor, lower middle class students and driving was the cheapest. And we just sort of collected a sort of motley crew of our friends that would fit into my parents' old combi and decided that Mozambique seemed exciting place to go adventure.
Yeah, I mean, that's vaguely the way I remember it as well. And it was quite a strange collection of people. You know, there was the Boy Scout who didn't know how to tie any knots. There were a few couples. There were single people. There was quite a range of people. Did you kind of think about that before you started to plan the trip? Did you kind of think about the personalities beforehand?
I did not, but I have thought of it very much since then. I think it was my first real traveling adventure, and we just sort of gathered together friends that we thought we'd get along. But as you say, there were a lot of different personalities, people that might have known each other very well or not very well at all, and it led to all sorts of maybe misunderstandings and excitements and relationships that are still alive 10 years later, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, most of us survived, I think, coming
out.
Just about that. But looking back, do you think you would have done that? You would have maybe gone, okay, these two people don't work that well together, or maybe they're too friendly, or something weird's going to happen there? Would you kind of work out those personality, chessboard?
Yeah, I think, so as you know, I've led sort of youth church groups and that sort of thing, and I've picked up a lot since then in terms of leadership, in terms of different personalities and drawing them together or separating those that are going to be trouble. And I think I should have done, as the self-appointed organizer, I should have done a little bit more sort of research into maybe looking at myself. Well, am I a good person to travel with? And the people that I'm taking along, especially confined to a small vehicle for 2 weeks in total, are we all going to get along together? A little bit like a marriage or a relationship. When you get in, but you're too far in to extricate yourself easily, and you discover all these, I don't know, personal habits and personality traits that you really wish you hadn't.
Yeah, like, for instance, can you tell us about Niku's, I shouldn't probably have said his name, but it's fine, he doesn't mind. Niku's nose blowing, which was a surprise to all of us.
Yeah, so we have one friend that we know fairly well, and we know some of his habits. So he's an aspiring photographer, or actually now he is a photographer and doing very well. At that stage, you know, he was pointing the camera at anything that moved. But his personal habit that we discovered was a technique for blowing his nose that resembled an elephant's trumpet call. And it sort of had that same effect. One of our stops on the TV sort of road trip was at the Kruger Park. We had a special early entrance, and we went into the park, and every several minutes, our friend would blow his nose and, I don't know, frighten all the wildlife, I imagine.
Yeah, because we didn't see much wildlife on that trip. It seemed like everyone else was...
I think there's a direct causal relationship there.
To be really honest and brutally frank, there were disagreements on that 2-week trip, and a big part of it, like you say, had to do with the fact that, you know, you put any 8 people in a confined space for 2 weeks, and there's going to be some tension. Do you feel like you've maybe learnt a lot about how to deal with interpersonal relationships better? Maybe, like, how would you have changed it? How would you have dealt with it differently with 10 years hindsight?
Oh, big question. I don't know. I was a self-appointed, as you said, organizer of the trip, and I probably took my role a little bit too seriously. So I count among the different kind of difficult traveling companions, I count myself among those. I like order and structure and lists, and I believe not everybody thinks that same way. So I think the biggest thing I would go into another trip thinking about is managing expectations. Mm. So if somebody is excited about doing things, and they're going to be the doing things people, to manage that alongside the people that are not interested in doing things and just want to chill or go off on their own. So managing what the expectations of the trip would be, I think I would do that differently.
And maybe now that we're all a little bit older and wiser, flying just to wherever we need to.
Yeah, flying. And also leaving some people behind.
So, okay, this is the million-dollar question, which I'm sure a lot of people want to know, because I was there. I was one of the 8 people in the car. And you have to be brutally honest, okay? Our friendship is not on the line. So whatever you say, this is a safe space. Okay. Was I one of the difficult people on that trip?
Surprisingly not.
What?
Surprisingly
no.
Not. I'm sure you had your moments, but we're still friends 10 years later, and that speaks for itself. I think we were actually pretty easygoing as the trip went.
Nice. I'm gonna quote you on that and put it on my wall somewhere that Terrence was at some point easygoing. I mean, other than the when we went whale shark diving, that wasn't a great time for me, because, you know, you had all the attention from the instructor while I was kind of drowning off the coast somewhere in Mozambique. That wasn't great. That wasn't good.
But did you die? I seem to think you're fine.
Yeah, well, emotionally.
Maybe put that down. Edit that back into the thing. Bit melodramatic.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being willing to break the silence of the trip from 10 years ago. And hopefully, I'm glad to hear that, you know, everyone's still friends, despite what happened. And I'm glad that you and I are still friends.
Well, out of the 8 of us that went, 4 are married. Well, not all to each other. 2 couples got married.
Well, it wasn't that good a trip.
All 8 of us are still good friends and are not planning a reunion anytime soon.